You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. So big tech monopolies are in the news this week. The Department of Justice sued Google over how it maintains its search dominance. And its search dominance is the key to its business model, which is that it makes 80% of its revenue from digital advertising. Facebook, by the way, makes 99% of its revenue from advertising. And the profitability of targeted ads is also a big reason why tech companies are constantly collecting so much data about us. And there's a multi-billion dollar ad tech industry that exists because all of this makes so much money. But what if these ads didn't actually work all that well? Tim Hwang is a former public policy exec at Google, where he worked on artificial intelligence and machine learning. And he's author of the new book, Subprime Attention Crisis.
I think this is an interesting and important distinction, right? Which is, it's not necessarily to make the argument that advertising never works categorically, right? We have examples of it working. The question is whether or not the market as a whole really lives up to the promises that it's made. And the promise it's made is that this data-driven, automated form of what's known as programmatic advertising is a kind of advertising that's way better than billboards or magazines or, you know, the kind of Mad Men style of advertising. And I think ultimately, it may just be that we are exactly where we were decades ago, right? Which is that we actually don't know which half of the money spent on advertising works and which one is wasted, right? It's very difficult to tell.
I mean, listen, I'm very familiar with the idea of the belief that technology must be working, even all evidence to the contrary. But I do want to ask you about targeting specifically, because it seems like there's a lot of technical reasons it doesn't work. But what about this idea that there's a massive amount of data collection, that ads can be so specific and personalized that you literally cannot resist them? Are you saying that's also not true?
I mean, there's a fascinating report that just came out from the UK privacy regulator that was basically their research to say, look, does all of this kind of psychrometric advertising, does it make a difference? And the conclusion there was no, there actually was not any significant difference. And there's two reasons for that. One of them is a lot of researchers find that a lot of the data being used is faulty and messy and doesn't work. And I think the other one is whether or not this data actually helps you to target a message better is really unclear. There's a great researcher by the name of Alessandro Acquisti who's been doing some work on if you have targeted ads versus non-targeted ads, does it actually make a difference? And his conclusion is it does, but really only by a small margin, much less than you'd think.
Could it also expose the fact that a lot of these companies no longer want the data for advertising? Like they want it for machine learning?
Yeah, I think that's ultimately it. You know, I think one of the great questions and responses I've had to the book is people say, so why have we built this enormous surveillance infrastructure if this thing just doesn't work? I think people have traditionally thought, oh, well, it's because Mark Zuckerberg wants to build a mind control ray. That's his advertising system. You know, the reality is that data is being collected for other reasons. And for sure, I think things like the promise of machine learning is one of the reasons that people collect this data.
Tim Hwang is the author of the new book, Subprime Attention Crisis. How big a bubble are we talking here? Digital advertisers will spend over $140 billion in the U.S. in 2020. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.